Okay, we're going to finish up Hilchos Bechorus today, the final two chapters, Parak Zayin and Parak Ches. And as we just started yesterday, these chapters deal with the halachas of Maaser Behemah. All right, so in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Misha hayulo asara tla'im v'hifresh echad me'asara. So let's say someone owns 10 lambs and he separates one of those 10, or hayulo me'ab v'hifresh asara l'maaser, or let's say he has 100 lambs and he separates 10 of the 100, ain elu maaser. These don't count as maaser. Ela ketzad, what does he do instead? Excuse me, Ela Ketzad Oseh. Konis Kolat Lam Al Kol Ha'agam the deer. Okay, so he'll take either, let's say, all the lambs that he owns or all the calves that he owns and puts them into the corral, the pen. Vosolo Pesach Katan. And so he makes a tiny opening. Yetzu So only one animal can get out at a time, not more than one. Va'amosein Ma'amin Vachutz. And the mothers of the animals are outside. Vehen Goos Shiyishmu Hatlam Kolam. So basically, what's going to happen is that when the mother lambs make whatever sound they make, so it's going to cause a reaction in the baby lambs, the Yatsuminadilikrasan, and then they're going to go leave the pen to meet them. Jamra kosher yavor tachas ashevet. That's how Chazal darshan out everything that passes under the staff, meaning she yavor ma'atzmo, that they go out on their own and not that you chase it out. Because Yatsuminadir. Now when they go out one by one through that opening without being pushed, so then he goes ahead and counts them. And then the 10th one to come out, bein zachar bein nekeva, whether it's male or female, bein tamei bein baal mum, whether it's with or without a blemish, sokra b'sikra. So you paint like this red stripe on it. And then you say this is meiser. Lo sokra b'sikra. Let's say you didn't go ahead and paint the meiser behema. Lo mana'on b'shevet, or let's say you didn't count them with the staff. Oh, Shemanon Revutzim. Let's say you counted them while they were lying down, or owned them, or while they were standing up. Doesn't matter. Harayla Meister is still good. Ho Manam Asara Asara. Let's say, since he counted them 10 by 10, the Kidesh Asiri, and he always was Mekadesh, the 10th one, Harayla Meister. So he's done the minimum necessary for Meister Behemoth to take place. Excuse me. Parak Zion, excuse me. Halacha Beis. Ain Sarach Letzarach Kol Behemoth Shenolda Bershuso Ladir Echad. So it's not necessary to collect every single animal that's born under his ownership into one pen. Rather, he can basically take every herd and keep it on its own. So it doesn't have to take the entire herd and put it, let's say multiple herds and put them in a pen. Let's say he had five lambs that he owns in Yushalayim, ba'ako and five in Akko. Starfin, they're not joined together. The kulam turn in Meiser, and they're all pater from Meiser. The kama you ben starfu. So what's the distance between these two herds to make them chayiv in Meiser Behema as one? Shisha sar mil, 16 mil. Allah gimel. Hayushlosha Adarim. Let's say there are three herds, Bain Kol Echav Echad, Shisha Sar Mil, and there's 16 mil between each herd. Hare Shlosh Tamitzarf, and the three are together as one. So Ketzad. So what's an example? Haya Tishamikan, Betishamikan, Be'echabemsa. So let's say there's nine on the eastern end, so to speak, then 16 mil, then one, then 16 mil, then nine. Hare Shlosh Tamitzarf, Lisaser. You can take all three groups, i.e., the nine, the one, and the nine, and bring them into one pen to do Maaser Behemah. So you can't take miser from, let's say, sheep for cattle or the other way around. But you can within it do sheep for goats and vice versa. Right. So what does it mean when it says bakar vatzon? So it means that all domesticated animals are included in that category because the term se applies to both. Very hem kamin echad. So we consider the A's and the keves to be one species. Halacha hey, ima asher minan oladim b'shana zu al nolim b'shana acheres. So you can't do meiser behema from animals born in one year through animals born in a different year. Kashim she'im ma'asher b'zera aretz min achadash al yashan v'lo min yashan al chadash. Just like you can't do a meiser like by produce on chadash new stuff versus on old stuff. Shneimar yotzei asedesh shana shana. Really, the Rambam surmises she'im iser behema mishana al shana, that if someone did do meiser behema from one year against another year, is a meiser, it is still considered meiser nechumras hakachim because of the severity and the strictness of korbanos. Shreilohik bida Torah meiser behema beperish yeshana shana, because the Torah didn't actually openly say you have to be careful and specific about meiser behema for each year. So since the Torah is not open about it, we can be more machmir in the situation. Alach above kol nolad demecha b'tishrei ad esrim tishrei ve'elul. So any animal that's born from the first of Tishrei until the 29th of Elul the following year of that year, mitzarfin, you can join together ma'asrim me'ilu aleilu. You can do ma'asrim behemah from one from the other. Nolu chamisha talan be'asrim v'tisha be'elul. let's say five lambs are born on the 29th of Elul, b'chamisha b'echa b'tishrei, and then in the new year, five more are born. Amos Arfa, there's no connection between the two. Yoldu todos b'soch shenasan, sha'a shenasan. Now let's say, what do you call the animal gave birth to other animals during the first year of its life? Harehi ubita nichnasam delis aser. So interesting enough, both the animal and its offspring, since the offspring are within 1 year of its life, both of them can go ahead and be brought into the pen and ma'aser behemadam. Alachazayin ein hatzalam hanaladim kumo teva. So lambs that are born are not like teva. Remember, teva is the status of produce prior to doing trumas and ma'asers on it. It's aser shasulach amenu achi aser. You can't eat from it until you separate. You're allowed to actually sell or shecht the meiser behema. You can sell or shecht the other animals even before you've done meiser. Yeah, meiser kodesh. The meiser behema will be kodesh. And it's eaten according to halacha, as the Rambam already explained. The chachamim established shlosha zmanim b'shanu meiser behema. Three times they expected everyone to do meiser behema. And when that time came, then at that point, Chazal said, you shouldn't shech to do any meiser b'im shachar reizem mutter. But if you did, on the other animals, it's mutter. These are three times. Yom chamishasar kodem pesach. So the first one is the 15th day before the Korban Pesach. Yom chamishasar kodem atzeres. And the 15th day prior to Shavuos. Yom chamishasar kodem achag. And 50 days prior to Sukkot. For kol zman me'ilu, these times are called nikra goren meiser behema. They're called the literally threshing floor of Meiser Behema. Nimzes Omer. So what do we see from this? Shehagrono shel Meiser Behema b'yom achra mechodesh Adar. So that these threshing floors of Meiser Behema took place on the last day of Adar, b'yom shloshim v'chamisha mesiras Omer, or on the 35th day of the Omer, or b'yom achra mechodesh Elul, or the last day of Elul. V'lama kavu hagronos b'yomim Elul. So why did they establish the Garon on these days? Kedei shetiyeh tiyena behemos mitzios ole regalim. The animals will be around for those going up to do Aliyah the Regal on the holidays. Even though you could sell the animals prior to doing Meiser, they would wait off selling until they actually Meiser, the Yasu Mitzvah, and therefore they would do the Mitzvah. Finally, Lachates, for this parak, let's say a person brought all his sheep or all his cattle into a pen, and he started counting, and to sanctify the 10th one, until there were less than 10 inside of the pen. So then they should be left for a different garon. And they're joined together. They're joined together, the ones that are born. Then you could do Meiser Behema on this entire garon. Even though he knows that some of them will remain inside the pen, nonetheless, he's chayav to go ahead and bring them all into the pen. And anything that's left over is just considered leftover. Okay, parakhes, which is the final parak in Bechoros, halach aleph, amachnis son the deer. There'll be a little mathematics in this parak. Amachnis son the deer, someone who brings, let's say, sheep into a pen, vehizchil latzeis achas achas, and they begin to leave the pen one by one, v'hu mona k'mosh b'yanu, and he counts them like the Rambam explained in the previous parak, v'tal b'minyan. So what did he do? He made a mistake in the count. The kara l'shmini osh l'shelamata menu asiri. And let's say he called the eighth or less the tenth. Osha kara l'shema sarshamala, or he called the 12th or more mimenu asiri, called that one the tenth. So he made the mistake. Either he called the eighth animal coming out 10, or he called the 12th one or more coming out 10. Lonis kashu. Then they're not, that animal is not considered consecrated. Avim kara l'tashiyo l'achadasar asiri niskashu. But if he called the ninth or the 11th the tenth, then it's actually the hektish works. The davar zeh halacha m'pi haKabbalah. This comes from Torah Shel Bal-Peh. Nishma shatos miskachos lemeiser shel lemala menu. We see from this that a mistake in hektish works for meiser for animals above the count u'shelamata menu below. Avashlozem u'shacharim, but not before, not greater or lesser. So if you look karo the chi asiri l'asiri tishi, even if you called the 9th to 10th or the 10th to 9th, alachadas asiri and the 11th to 10th. Even if it was accidentally or on purpose, otherwise, no matter what, all three of them actually are considered hektish. Now, if that's the case, so what's the status of each one? So what do we do? So the ninth one is not brought as a korban. Right? Rather, we wait for it to get a blemish, eat it. So the 10th one is meiser behema. And then the 11th one, which is hektish, you bring as a korban shlamim. The tzon is sachim kishlamim, and it has libations like a shlamim. But you can't make a what do you call it? An exchange. You can't exchange it for a different animal because it itself is an exchange. This only counts when the guy who counted it is the owner of the animals. But let's say I send a messenger to do Meiser Behemoth for me. And he made a mistake either in the 9th or 11th. Only the 10th one gets the status of Hekdesh. Because he wasn't made a Shaliach for a mistake. Well, Hashad calls me lost. Rather, only doing the Kaddish animal as specifically instructed. Halacha Gimel. Zesh Amarnu, like we said before, Sheim Kara Le'achadasar Asiri Niskaddish, because Shekara Le'asiri Tshi. So when we said before that if he calls the 11th one the 10th, it's Niskaddish. So too, if he calls the 10th one ninth, the 9th one, Avaim Kara Le'asiri Asiri, but if he called the 10th, 10th, the Kara Acharav Le'achadasar Asiri, and then called the 11th, 10th, the 11th doesn't become Niskaddish. Because the 10th one, which he called 10th, so it's still the 10th. And the shame of 10th wasn't removed from it. And even if the 10th animal came out, and he didn't actually call it the 10th or the 11th, but rather he was quiet, and then the 11th one came out, and then he called that one, Makaro Asiri 10. It's not consecrated. Because the 10th one is automatically hektish. The Afapish lo karu asiri, even though we didn't call it 10. Ho v'lo akar shem asiri, may Allah, since the identification of 10 was not removed from it, ain achadas on the kudosh. Therefore, the 11th one does not acquire the status of being hektish. Now, yatsut shiv asiri kechad. Let's say the 9th and the 10th one come out together from the pen. Bein shakara shreyam asiri, even if you call both of them 10. Bein shakaram shi, or 9. Shreyam mukdash, and both are considered hektish. Yoklu mumran. They're both eaten in a state of blemish, ain't uncraven, and not born as a korban. V'chein, so to him, yatsa asiri, v'chadas rakechad. So to the 10th, 11 came out as one. Im karan asiri, if you call them 10, are asiri, v'chadas are mu'ravim zevizev. Right? So if you call them 10th, now the 10th and 11th are mixed up with each other. Mimko meisher nisar v'shlamim. It's like a meisher behema that's mixed up with korban shlamim. Sheyolchu mumam, that you eat when they have a blemish with them, on them. K'mosh v'anam hilchus v'shlamim v'gdashim. Im karan achadasar, and if you called it 11, then it's that's if the 10th and the non-hektish one are mixed together, the yochel mumon, and they're eaten once they develop a blemish. Let's say he began counting the yatsu tchila shnayim, right? And let's say two come out, shehein rishon v'sheni, the first and the second, reza mona called zugzug, and then what does he do? He then starts, the first two came out as a pair, he should then count from that point on pairs. Mekadesh Zuga Siri. Then he will Mekadesh and sanctify the 10th pair. Let's say three come out, sets of three come out, or Chamisha Chamisha five. Mekadesh Akasa Asiri. No matter what, the 10th set that comes out becomes consecrated for the Mikdash. Allah Chavav, Yotu Bechila Shnayim. Let's say two came out, Umana on Echad, and he counted them as one. Vekara Hashlishi, Shiyatza Acharein Sheni, but then he calls the third one that came out after these first two, the second. Then went back to counting one by one. Hare Hachi Vahasiri, the 9th and 10th ones, Mukdashim become Hektesh, Vyokul Mumman, are eaten when they develop a mum. Hatashi, why the 9th? Neshu Asiri, Vadai. The 9th one is because really it's really the 10th. Shrei Shnai Natsavikhila, because two came out on the first. Vizeshakar Asiri, and the one that he's calling 10th, who Achadasar is the 11th, Vakar Le'achadasar Asiri, and anyone who calls the 11th, 10th, Niskadish Kamash Biandra becomes Hektesh, like the Brahman explained before. Lakazayan, Manon the Mafreya. Let's say he counted backwards. He goes Yatsar Yishan Vamar Siri. The first animal comes out of the pen and he says it's the 10th. Yatsar Shani Vamar Chi. The second one comes out and he calls it the 9th. Achi Yitzi HaSiri until the 10th comes out. Uman Achas, but he calls the 10th the first. Or is it Kiddush? It works. Shasiri Me'ilav Niskadish, because the 10th one is, again, once again, being consecrated on its own volition. Halach Ches, Karel the Chi HaSiri. He calls the 9th one the 10th, Nishra HaSiri Badir. And the 10th one's still inside the pen. Hatashi Yochal Mumo. So the 9th one gets eaten. It's still Hekdesh, but it gets eaten when it develops a blemish. Vizesha Nishar Badir Meister. And the one left over in the pen is considered Meister Behema. Afapishal Yatza, even though it didn't go out, Willow Biro. And he didn't make it explicit. Shasiri Me'ilav Niskadish, because again, the 10th one is always Miskadish on its own. Mesa Asiri Badir. Now let's say the 10th one died in the pen. Hatashi Yochal Mumo. The 9th one is eaten when it gets a mum. Vikol Shimonashi Yatsu Vinimnu. And the other 8 that had already left the pen. Even if the 10th was a Miskaddish, the Karav Elamais Kodim Shiyatza, and it died before it went out, Sheminyan Haroi Poter, because the correct count creates a tour. Alachates, Hechnis Asarat Lam Ladir, Vahayamon Baholech. Let's say someone brought 10 lambs into a pen, and then he counted them and he left. Let's say one of the 10 that were counted dies. Mona umashim kedarcho. He continues counting in the ordinary way. Makadesh asiri, and the 10th one is Makadesh. Afish insham atachayim eltisha, even though there's only 9 still alive in the pen. Alacha yud. Meis echa me'ilu shebesocha dir. Okay, so let's say a person began counting and then one of the animals died in the pen. Elu shem nimnu p'turin. The ones that he counted are p'ter. Neshem minyan haroi l'maiser p'ter. Because again, the animals that are counted in this way can create a p'tur. Afich l'hifesh alayim k'moshev yarnath. Ve'elu shebesocha dir. The ones that are left inside the pen. Manichim l'goren acher. You put them in a different goren. That, remember, that's the threshing floor. That's called achis tarfel acherim. Until this group in my pen can be grouped with another group. Combined together on the group. Let's say, for example, someone had 14 lambs, on the deer, he brought them into his pen, the Yatsu Arbar, 4 went out, and he counted them as he went through this opening, then the Yatsu Shisha, right, and then 6 came out, and he counted from a different opening, and now there's 4 left in the pen. Now, if the 4 that are still in the pen leave through the opening that the other 6 went out from, Noto Mehen Echad, you take one from them, the kulam patorim, the rest are patur. She'osan harba she'yatzu tchila, because we assume the 4 that went out in the first one, with pesach harishon, minyan haroi patron. So the correct count made them patur. Bimyatzu eila harba nishrami to pesach she'yatzu harba tchila. Let's say the 4 that are remaining in the pen left in the other entrance, the other exit that the first 4 left through. Hayosan harba she'yatzu tchila v'osan she'yatzu achrayan. So now the first 4 that went out, along with the 6 that went out, pesach sheni in the second opening patorim. Each one was counted properly. Because there's enough remaining in the pen to complete the count and then have Maiser Ema. But the 4 that were left behind, even if they left and are counted through the first opening, that's why they can be conjoined to a different threshing floor. Let's say 4 went out from one opening and 4 from the other one. Now there's 6 remaining in the pen. If the 6 go out from either one of the openings, you take meiser from one of them and the rest are patur. Let's say 6 went out through the 2 openings. Then those 6 can be joined together to a different threshing floor. The 8 when they went out at first, mikan, patorin are both patur. Each one had the right count to get to the point of 10. Do meiser pema. Because there were always 6 left behind in the pen. Okay, let's say I had 19 lambs in the pen. 9 go out from one, 9 go out from a different opening. You set aside the last one for meiser, the rest are pat. Because those 9 were counted correctly. Let's say a lamb sticks its head and most of its body out from the pen, minadir, v'chazer, and then put it back in. It's considered as if it were counted. Right. So let's say a person was counting, and he stopped the counting because his friend is talking to him. Shadibra imo shechashka lo Shabbos, or Shabbos was starting. You can go back and restart the count again. Let's say he's counting those that departed one by one. Mekadesh asiri, and he was mekadesh the 10th one. The kafatz echa minunin l'sochadir, and then one of them that was counted jumped back into the pen. The socheilu shadayim l'nimnu v'lonisasru, and it got mixed up with the ones that weren't counted yet. Niftar akol, all are patur. Shakol echa mehen suffik, because each one's a suffik meiser. Imo money shakafatz o acher, because if this was the one that was counted that jumped back in or not. Gravyano shakol minunin p'turim. And finally, lachat ezvav, kafatz echa min ha'asirin l'sochadir. Let's say one of the animals selected as meiser, as a meiser behema jumps back into the pen. Kulan yura achipo behemom, all of them have to wander the field until they get a mum, the yochel mumman, and then are eaten after they acquire their blemish. That ends Hilchos Bechoros, and we will pick up Hilchos Shkagos tomorrow.